We can talk to Father Adrian Gavigan on Desi Quinn. Now, he's the man who has died in Letterkenny because of this supposed Ebola disease that he might or might not have got. It's all very sketchy at the moment, but we're delighted to be able to talk to Father Adrian about Desi. Can you tell us much more about what happened here exactly, Father?
Good morning. Well, at the moment we are waiting on results from the medical team. But from what we know of the last number of weeks, that Desi had been treated for malaria, and I suppose in the context of that, that's where we're kind of still focusing on until said otherwise. Really, that this is the kind of the history for the last couple of weeks. That this, unfortunately, this young man's life has been taken from us, a terrible impact and devastation for the family, for, you know, a son and a brother. And we're a small little community here in the west of Donegal, and unfortunately, it has a great impact within the, you know, with this small community, because everybody knows everybody and each other, you know.
So. Well, quite. I mean, Desi had been working out in Sierra Leone.
For the last number of, well, most of the year. So, yeah.
But he
came home on holidays as it was planned, and unfortunately, you know, that he had malaria in his system at that point, and he's been treated for that. So, you know, in a sense, that's kind of where we're at. Until we hear findings otherwise, I suppose.
Yes, well, whatever he died of, it's obviously very sad exactly. For the family, and very sudden too. I mean, as you say, he was being treated for malaria, which is usually, can be dealt with. It sounds
absolutely,
like his circumstances were very unfortunate. And where this Ebola thing has come from, who knows?
Well, this is it. Like, I mean, there's a twist that the HSE, the health board here, the spokesperson made a statement that's not yesterday evening, and it's kind of, I suppose, it's thrown another dimension into the whole aspect of it. But this is from what we know of in the past, what he's been treated for. So, the family themselves they can't focus more than, you know, that they lost a son and a brother, and that's kind of where they're at, really. You know, the grief of that is overwhelming. The reasoning of his death, we don't exactly know yet, but for them, I suppose, they can't really look past losing their son, their brother.
Well, to suddenly have this whole Ebola sort of story sprung on them after Desi's death, I mean, that sort of adds to the grief, really, and it might turn out to be completely unnecessary as well.
The HSE has to, of course, make sure, or, you know, there has to be thorough in the context of, you know, the investigation, and make sure that it isn't. And that's, I think, in the interest of everybody. But at the same time, the way it's been kind of put forward straight off, like, you know, that's very sudden for the family to, you know, they just after losing their son and their brother. And then this is kind of thrown into the bowl as well. And that's kind of, you know, it's very hard for
He'd returned some weeks ago, as you say, and he was being treated for malaria, but then he suddenly was found dead in his bed at his home in Mount Charles. I suppose there's a remote possibility that the malaria symptoms were masking something more sinister like Ebola. I suppose that's what the medical authorities maybe are thinking is a possibility.
Well, there's always, exactly, and that's the reason, of course. I mean, the HSE has to take the responsibility to make sure that, you know, that the findings are there. So, yeah, absolutely, it should be done, there's no doubt about it. You know, the investigation should take place, and it'll ease the minds of course, everybody, family and friends in the community. But at the same time, you know, it's still just not taken away from the grief of what has happened.
And for them not to consult the family about this statement about possible Ebola before they put the statement out, you think was rather an impersonal and insensitive approach that they were taking?
Well, again, yeah. Myself, like, in talking to the family, I was absolutely... And they know that I was quite angry when I heard that, you know, I thought that at least the family should be told before the nation is told, if you want to put it in that context. Mm. You know, that there's a possibility that, that there could be an investigation or, you know, into the findings of that. But when they hear it over the news,
yeah,
then I think that's just, to me, that's just very wrong, you know. That at least the family should have been indicated to that, you know, that there was going to be a possible investigation.